here we are. No hand signals that time. You got it, Glenn. Yeah. Scott Spears, Glenn Kobelbeck for hour number two here on WWGH Radio.
You play that guitar really well.
I picked it up over the years. It's one of those things I do on the air here, Glenn Kobel, Scott Spears, for another hour of spine-tingling conversation here on WWGH Radio.
Spine-tingling.
Spine-tingling conversation.
Did you ever see The Tingler, the movie?
This, what kind of movie title is that?
This critter would come alive in your back when you were scared to death, and it would squeeze your backbone and kill you.
That's not my type of movie, Glenn.
And they would the theaters put vibrating things underneath certain seats throughout the theater, so when the tingler started to come out, your seats vibrated. I hated horror shows, but my girlfriends or my boyfriends made me go.
Boyfriends? There's a revolution, Glenn.
When you're 10 years old.
I'll run that on the news tomorrow if we get that. Boyfriends.
Just don't tell my wife.
Holy Moses. Okay, now this hour we got to talk about a few things, and we're going to get back into more wide topics. After 130 years, we're saying goodbye to an old friend, Aunt Jemima. Is leaving the
I'm surprised.
I
loved Aunt Jemima pancake syrup.
Well, kiss it goodbye.
I know.
Well, the syrup will still be there, but they're going to have a new name.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima will be leaving the pancake syrup.
I'm shocked it took so long.
I just wish I could say this sentence without you interrupting.
I'm sorry. Live with it. I thought you could get around anything.
Oh, Lord, Glenn. Man. Except people at home don't know what I'm talking about, so I've got to introduce it before you give your opinion.
Tell it.
So just...
No hand signals.
For a second. Let me get through this thing. Okay. After 130 years, the Quaker Oats Company has decided to do away with Aunt Jemima syrup and Aunt Jemima pancake mix. They will be going away very soon, so it will be a collector's item. Get to the store and buy those, and they're going to rename them something else. Now, go ahead, Glenn. Nail it.
Now you know what you've done. You've made a toilet paper run on Aunt Jemima's pancakes.
Get your Aunt Jemima. Is this not a little overkill, though, Glenn? Let's be serious here. Now, I don't know that Aunt Jemima's not a real person. She's a fictional character. Mm. They did take the kerchief off her head years ago. Mm. And it's a name, like Uncle Ben. Is he next? Uncle Ben!
Could be.
Goodbye.
Well, I will admit, as a liberal... Sometimes we liberals tend to overplay things like that out of political correctness, which is something I don't like. So
she's not real. Now, I know. I know there are people of color listening to this program who probably don't like that. They want to see her go. It's a representation
of... It doesn't bother me at all.
Right. But if it was a real person being depicted that way, I could understand.
Yeah, but then you're saying you don't mind seeing
it's not politically
little
correct.
Black boys on statues out in the front of people's house.
I think that's bad.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's kind of what Aunt Jemima is. A little black
Aunt Jemima,
lady.
People have no idea. If you say go to the store and get some Aunt Jemima, they're talking about syrup or pancake mix. They're not, it has no connotation. That statue is forever. Who's looking in your cupboard at home to see if you've got Aunt Jemima stored away?
I'm going to now because I'm going to save it if I do.
Throw it away. But no, that to me is the strangeness of that. Now, yes, statues... Again, I'm not coming down one way or another on any statues because it's not my business. But, you know, the truth of the matter is they're forever, and you have to see them. And if you don't want Aunt Jemima, don't buy it.
My feelings about this is both the Aunt Jemima and the statues that we're avoiding right now is that's one of the least of our problems. Let's solve the underlying problem. Why
but
we
are
worry
these
about
the
it.
Underlying problems?
No, they're not.
Well, that's what somebody would have you believe.
No, I don't believe that. I believe the underlying problem is one person not liking another person because of the language they speak or the color of their hair.
Elmer Fudd is with a gun. That was a whole thing.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
They've done away with Elmer Fudd with a gun?
With his gun, yeah.
Huh. What type of gun did he have? He
shotgun.
Had a shotgun.
Shotgun.
Why was that wrong?
You got? I don't know.
Well, as a progressive liberal, I find that stupid.
But I mean, Aunt Jemima, she's a character, and people did play her. You know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's not real.
You know, I've often one thing that makes me uncomfortable about my one of my favorite movies.
Here's the problem. Let me just say, okay, because this is why.
Are you going to keep interrupting me?
I am, exactly. That's why I'm the moderator. And you're the panelist.
Go.
No, the thing is that here's the problem. Can you ever have a person of color be a butler or be a housekeeper in a program? Can you do classic old plays? Can you do Raisin in the Sun? Can you do To Kill a Mockingbird? Can you do Gone with the Wind? You know, Hattie McDaniel won the Oscar for Gone with the Wind, but she was a maid. Isabel Sanford, guess who's coming to give dinner, is one of the most popular characters in that movie with Sidney Poitier and Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. Isabel Sanford stole the show as this maid, but she is a maid. It is a throwback. So can you not do that anymore?
My grandfather's maid and butler, he was rather well-to-do doctor in Indianapolis, were both African-American. So I think you have to say, okay, those are bygone days. Let's do away with them. Let's find out why we thought black people.
I'm writing a play today.
Okay.
That I want a charismatic butler or housekeeper, because that's usually what they are now. They're the charismatic characters.
Okay.
It's a way to add somebody into a sitcom or a play without being a family member. Okay. But they're usually the ones that talk back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, does that have to be played by a white person now?
Batman's butler is a white man.
Right. But so now is that if I would do a play and it's just a butler. It's not male, it's not female, it's not black, it's not white, it's a butler. Can I cast a black person in that role if they're the best for it?
Well, I think you leave that up to your casting director.
But I mean, can you?
What are you going to make them use African?
I'm just saying
that type of language,
because that's
or
Aunt
something?
Jemima doesn't speak. I'm saying, yeah. We're saying because she's a cook. She's not real. Yeah. It's not based upon a real person.
I think this, again, I think this is way beyond where we need to go.
But it's happening. What I'm saying is, yeah. It's happening. Okay, so we got to understand that.
I'm not doing it.
Right? No, but it's happening. That's truth of it. Quaker Oats, after 130 years, is doing this. Mm-hmm. So if there is a butler in a film, is it wrong? Is it stereotypical to cast an African-American person?
I think it would be stereotypical if you made it a stereotypical character.
Okay, Benson on Soap.
Yeah.
That's not, that he was a butler.
Yeah.
He was black.
Yeah.
But that was not a stereotypical butler. He was back.
He was actually...
He was the smartest person
in
the room.
Yeah, he was the...
So can you
guy.
Cast it that way?
Yeah, I think you can.
Could you cast a dumb white butler?
Sure. Why not?
But could you cast a dumb black butler?
I think you'd have to be careful.
So that's interesting.
But I'll tell you why you'd have to be careful, because so many white people who would write that would use all the characteristics
of an African. You can't do that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You can't be stereotypical.
Yes.
I'm just saying, is it wrong now to have somebody play that part? Because I think a white person would take it in a second. It's money. It's a good part. Might be the comedic role of the show.
I think you hire the best person for the job, as long as it isn't written in a stereotypical, cast bad light on whether it's a white dumb person or a black dumb person.
Let me ask you, and this is a silly question, I understand that, but let me just ask you this.
Okay, ask.
What if they did not change, because of the product being a popular product for 130 years, what if Quaker Oats did not want to change the Aunt Jemima product name, but made Aunt Jemima white? All of a sudden, she became white on the box. Now, was that okay?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I mean, I struggle to worry about Aunt Jemima.
But I'm saying that's the reality.
I guess the name is kind of a southern black name, maybe.
But I'm saying if Aunt Jemima was white, is that okay?
It's as okay as if she's black.
But it's not okay if she's black.
Well, it's not okay in somebody's mind. In some
the Quaker Oats Company.
Some marketing director's mind.
It's, right.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't want to lose
but
black
I mean, look at these
black money.
Look at Uncle Ben. And what is Uncle Ben supposed to be, by the way?
I don't know. He's a loving old black guy.
What does that have to do with rice?
I have no idea what it has to do with
And somebody
rice.
Said this morning,
and that's probably the next one to go.
Who is Mrs. Butterworth?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Isn't,
but she's not black.
No, but
she's
but isn't
bronze.
That Yeah, but isn't that I mean, if you really look at the shape of the bottle and you really look at she's got the big apron on, isn't that really a depiction of
my mother used to wear a big apron.
No, but I mean, is it not? I mean, you don't I
got to be honest and say it yes.
Yes, it's a depiction just as much as Aunt Jemima.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that going now too?
Well, if some marketer, and it all comes down to marketing.
Ah, which is what I say.
They want to sell the product to the African-American
who
has a lot of money.
This is not about racism. Make no mistake. This is about money.
I think it's about money, but I think it's underlying racism.
I just don't, you know, I have a problem if it's a real person. If you're depicting a real person in that way, yeah, I think that's wrong.
But why would they take the gun away from Elmer Fudd? me. And I'm not a big gun fan, but...
Well, what about Christopher Columbus now? Renaming
yes.
Columbus, Ohio. Last night they defaced the statue at Columbus State University, which, by the way, is being taken out Tuesday anyway.
Yeah,
the university is getting rid of it on Tuesday. What is this?
Well, if you've grew up in my era... You thought that Christopher Columbus was the best thing since sliced bread for the United States.
We have learned he's not a great explorer. He is not a good guy.
He didn't even discover America.
Right, not a good guy. But is that what we're talking about in 2020 with the city of Columbus? We're honoring Christopher Columbus?
I think it probably goes back to that. The people that want to do away with him are the people that are saying, you know how many hundreds of native Carabiners or whatever they're called he killed?
Right, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong, but why not just teach that?
Well, we should have, but
I think we are now.
We didn't.
We are now.
Yeah, but I think
but
we didn't.
But does changing the
time.
Name do anything?
I don't know. I guess it's getting even. It's retribution for what he did.
Is that the goal?
I don't know. I
don't know. I'm not
it
sure.
It wouldn't have been something that would have bothered me so much that I would have spent that money that they're going to spend on education.
Well, I wonder if the city will get renamed. I think that's bold, man.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I would doubt it, too.
Yeah.
That's just a lot of money.
If it weren't a million population, maybe. But if it were Columbus, well, there is a Columbus, Indiana. And they won't rename that.
Why can't
either.
They just say it was named after Bill Columbus? You know,
it's just a name.
It's just a name. Yeah. And a lot of times, isn't that really?
But you and I are white guys. I will talk to some of my African American
right,
friends.
Right, and certainly
them,
there are sensibility. Oh no, I see people doing the hashtag. I'm not saying it's not reality. I'm just saying.
What's the hashtag?
Rename Columbus.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, okay. And I'm not saying that, and it's white and black people doing this. I'm just saying, is this? I got it.
Oh, okay.
Glenn giving me time cues here.
Well,
right in the middle
of
my soliloquy.
Where my watch is.
Jeez. No, we got about 40 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, I don't know if it's going to change something. Fine, but it's going to be a lot of work.
A lot of work, and it'll cost money. A lot of money. You got to change all the signs.
and do we have to start? I mean, Francis Marion, who we're named after, he was a swamp fox. I'm sure he was not the nicest guy in the world. President Harding. I mean, how many presidents had slaves? How many presidents had servants?
How many presidents had seven concubines?
How many presidents were members of the KKK?
Yeah.
You know?
Especially in this area.
Are we going to start I don't know where you draw the line is the problem. Yeah. I think there's got to be a line drawn somewhere.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Glenn Coble, Scott Spears back, solving the problems of the world.
Yes, we
on
are.
This Wednesday afternoon. I don't know. It's, you know, everybody's got a past.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know how far we're going to dig, and I don't know where it stops. I mean,
I don't think it's up to us.
No, and that's good.
Yeah.
Because the Quaker Oats Company has made a decision.
Yeah.
And Columbus State University has made a decision.
Oh, have they? Are they going to change the name?
Well, they're going to take the statue down.
Oh, okay.
And beyond that, who cares?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
let people make their whatever's best for them.
I'm not a big fan of taking the statues down just because they were, you know, Confederates. But I'm not sure I like the idea of why they were put up. You know, most of those Confederate statues were put up 50 years after the Confederacy.
That's a big misnomer.
And what? That they were put up
during the Civil War.
No, they weren't put up.
They were prior. So, yeah.
And they were actually put up at a time where there was a very large sentiment against African Americans, and that's why a lot of them were put up, to let the African American know what his place was. And I don't like.
740-383-9944 if you have an opinion on any of this. 32 minutes past the hour. If you disagree with us, that's great. We love to hear your opinion.
Yes, please.
740-383-9944. Talking about the statue of Christopher Columbus being defaced on Columbus State College campuses last night, and the loss of Aunt Jemima after 130 years. She will be leaving the pancake box as well as the syrup container. 740-383-9944. This is where we are today. Go ahead.
That had to be a tough call for the marketing department, because the name Aunt Jemima has become connected with really good syrup or really good pancakes. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But my mom used Aunt Jemima pancake mix and Aunt Jemima syrup. They're going to lose people because they changed the name, just because people won't know what to go buy now.
Well, and how does the Quaker Oats Company deal with that?
Yeah, well, like I said when we were off the air, I'm going to stick with my opinion that we should put more money into education and less money into tearing statues down.
Well, you know, I think whatever will happen, and we'll cover it, and that'll be that.
I wonder how many, if they would change the name of Columbus, how many billions of dollars it would cost to change the name of Columbus, Ohio, because you've got all those huge green signs on 70 and 71, and you've got all those buildings that have the name on the building, and it would be expensive.
It would be.
Yeah.
So I that's a topic for, it's going to continue on.
Oh, yeah.
So to beat that topic to death is kind of silly, but it's an interesting thing, because things are changing, and I don't know what the outcome will be. And I don't know how far we're going to go back, but if we need to go back far, I guess we will.
As a progressive, I don't mind seeing the statues and stuff changing and being taken down, but I also don't think it's terribly important. And I think there are a lot of people that are using that as a cause that has nothing to do with what they're really thinking in the back of their heads. But That I'm going to leave that up to them. It's not me. Had I been state representative, maybe I would have some input into that. But since I lost my bid at that, I'm...
You're here sitting with me.
Yes. Well, I somebody asked me because my opponent in that contest has done some stuff lately that's pretty outrageous to those of us of the progressive side, and I told this person, they said, well, I wish you had won that. And I said, I wish I had won it for one reason, because maybe I could have changed things. But I'm glad I didn't win it, because that's hard work.
That is hard work.
If you want to do it right, and if you want to learn all the different nuances to these bills and stuff like that, you've got to learn how to read, you've got to learn how to think, and that's hard work for an old man like me.
Well, it's just, you know, as time goes on, things are getting a lot more complicated.
Yes, they are.
And I don't think politicians were quite held up to the standard.
No.
And social media certainly does not help.
I can't tell you how many people told me while I was going door to door, I don't trust any politician. And I'd say to them, well, you can trust me. And they all look at me like, sure I can. But there are some people that want to be honest about it. Quite often they lose.
That's exactly right. That's yeah. exactly right. And, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So, as we sit here, we hope that the best outcome is had by all, because really, you don't want to hurt anybody. And that's, I think, what we're trying to avoid, and I think that's what companies are trying to avoid.
I think there are people that want to hurt people.
Well, I'm sure somebody does, but I don't think in general people do.
It depends on how much money is in it to hurt you.
Or just like the mob?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of mob thinkers in America right now.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm not getting into the politics of it.
I don't know. I don't know what the mob thinkers are doing.
They're buying violin cases.
You know, the mob was really well-dressed. I always think about that because...
Zoot suits.
Well, people are always worried about people who are poorly dressed, but really the best-dressed people around were the mob.
Back then, they sure were in Chicago. Yeah, as a matter of fact, a lot of people called... I'm trying to remember the mob guy's name, but he was called Dapper.
Dapper Don,
yeah. That was because he was so well-dressed.
Yeah.
And they spent money on also. Of course, they had lots of money. The people with lots of money have a lot of opportunities to use that money in bad ways.
This is true. You know, I put this up. What is the most, just to get away from where we are here, as a friend, because we've talked about this.
You're afraid the mob's going to come get us?
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
They're still around, you know. But what we talked about this one day, but as a friend, what is a deal breaker for you? What will write that person off?
Oh, wow. Probably racism.
Well, yeah, racism's a big one.
Overt racism. Now,
but what about dishonest?
I know a lot of racists, and I love them, but they don't think of themselves as racist. So I mean overt racism, like KKK racism, that type of thing.
Well, I think as time goes on, you know, people are funny, because I don't think people change, as we said earlier on, I don't think people change deep within their id. But I do think people change on the outside, and sometimes it's for the good, sometimes it's for the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and if you change on the outside, you may be affecting other people in a positive way. Or in a negative way, depending on how you change on the outside.
Well, like I put something up on Facebook last night about something big happening.
Yes,
you did. Yeah, I did. And I think...
You haven't told me yet what it
was. Well, no, and I'm not going to... I'm working toward telling people that. But there were like several big things going on that I had told different people. And I had never really talked about the one that I was referring to.
I almost texted you back and said, should I look for another job?
That's right. Out of here. But it's an interesting thing to me, because I don't know if people understood what that... because I'm not going to tell people yet, because I haven't cemented it. But it's interesting that people commented. I appreciated people's comments. People's comments were very positive.
Why did you say that?
Well, because I was very happy to have the conversation about it.
Were you trying to tease people?
I'm always trying to tease people.
I was teased.
Don't you ever do that?
I try not to. I try to be straightforward.
But there are sometimes you can't tell everybody everything.
I absolutely disagree.
Good. Let's get into it then.
Okay. I will tell you anything.
If I come up to you and I say, Glenn, this is what's going to happen, but we cannot announce this yet because everything's not in place.
Well, if you were my boss, I would not announce because you told me I shouldn't.
Right. Okay, so there is time.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it because of my feelings. I'm doing it because I was told not to.
But that's what I was doing. I'm not going to say something if it's not, if I know the person doesn't want it talked about yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I don't understand why that person doesn't want
it. Well, I don't know why they don't want to talk about it either. I just go along with what they say.
Actually, I would prefer it if people don't tell me something that they don't want me to talk about, because I pretty much will talk about anything. If you want to know why I don't go to church anymore, I'll tell you. If you want to know why I love my wife, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah, but those things are easy, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think those are just...
trying to think of something that you and I couldn't talk about.
Well, I think there are certain things. I mean, I don't think if you knew something about somebody else that you knew would... I know something that you would not want me to talk about that you've told me.
Okay.
And I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
But, you know, certainly would not want me to say that on the airwave.
Okay. All right. I wish I knew what it
was. I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
But, I know, because I know there are people who either don't know it or I don't think you would want it broadcast.
Yeah. Well, and there are things I would prefer not to be
said. Right. So there are, I mean, you do at some point take...
But if somebody asks me a pointed question, I will tell you an honest answer.
But I think those questions would not come up.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You hope they don't.
You hope, but you hope they wouldn't come up.
You're going to have to tell me in the break.
I'll tell you what it is. Well, because a few years ago, you said you wrote a story that's 100% honest on your life to leave to your kids. Now, would you want that everything in that known?
I wouldn't mind.
Anything in there?
Yeah. The only thing that I don't like is that I wrote some, you know, rather graphic stuff about my sex life when I was... before I was married, but I left names out. I did it in a way.
Now, why?
Because I didn't want to embarrass them.
There's a reason then.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a thing.
But anymore, I wouldn't do that.
Are they dead?
No. Well, I don't know.
So you would put their names in?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
You don't remember the names?
Yeah, I really don't.
Well, they were very important. We can tell.
And there were things that I did as a young person that I'm not proud of. Smoking dope and taking, what was the name of it? Anyway, some of the drugs that I took.
You know, I guess there were, I wouldn't be dishonest about anything, but I would tell somebody none of your business.
Ah.
Yeah,
I would. I've never used that term, none of your business.
I would, because you know what? There are some things, not that they're bad, I just think there are some things that, you know, why would I tell a certain person? If we're not close, what's the reasoning?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that, and that's why there are things that I won't talk about, but there aren't things that I wouldn't give an honest answer to. If you asked me if I saw Marilyn Hurdle's underwear when she was upside down on the jungle gym, yes, I did.
And where is she today?
I'm in touch with her on Facebook.
We'll have to send her a message tonight and let her know we talked about her.
She was the one that I wrapped a umbrella around her neck when, and that's the only time I ever got spanked in grade school, was I smacked her really hard with the umbrella on her head because she kept poking me with it. I took it away from her and smacked her.
Now, did she get in trouble?
No.
Isn't that always the way?
Yes, and Mr. Cooper gave me 2 or 3 smacks with the paddle. That was back when they used to do that.
Well, that's showbiz.
Yeah. You know, there were no holes in that paddle, no matter what anybody says on Facebook.
Well, how confident do you think people are in general in life, in their self?
That's one of the things that I think as you get older, you get more and more
I think
confident.
You do get more confident as you get older.
Yeah.
But I don't think young...
Not young.
No, I think it's false confidence.
Yeah, and rightfully so, because they haven't lived there.
Is there anything truth? If I say it, it's true. I've heard that a lot.
I don't understand that.
That if I say I'm okay, then I am okay.
If you say you're okay.
Yeah, if I say, are you okay today? And you're really not. But you say, yeah, I'm great. Oh, then you're great.
Yeah, that's kind of just the general greeting stuff. Yeah.
We're going to break here. We're going to be back in about 1 minute with much more here on WWGH Radio. Boy, the conversation today, it's a thing.
I love it.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, for the final 15 on this.
Thanks for the hands, by the way.
Yeah, I got you. I got you that time as you were talking about something else. But, you know, in the final 15, I do think it's interesting that we've had a discussion on this program many times about, you know, are people at really what they seem? How much do you think's a show with people?
Well, I think there are some people everything's a show with. And I think all you have to do is turn on television, watch a lot of politicians, and you'll see that. My wife is stupendous at picking that type of person out. She has told me more than once, that guy is a flat-out liar. Be careful of him, and she's always right. So there are people that have that radar. I don't have it. If you tell me something, I believe you.
Well, you know, I got into this thing a while back about praising people on the air, and people thought I was nuts about
you are nuts.
A little bit. About praising certain people, and you know what? I think I need to get back to that because I enjoy praising people.
Okay.
But I'm not going to praise people who I don't think need it.
And you're not going to do it just like some of the sycophants we see on TV.
No.
How wonderful they are just to tell them how wonderful they are.
No.
I believe that.
I also think there are certain people who need to hear good things because they don't get it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important. But if everything's going well, you don't need me to compliment you. So I have to avert my attention to other things.
Well, that lady you were talking about that you watched on television. Now,
yes,
maybe Kate, she needed to have somebody tell her some
good
things.
Yes, I think she did need some good things about herself.
Yeah.
Because she was obviously having issues.
She needed to be rewired to think of herself as a good person.
Yes, you've got to think of yourself as a good person overall. In the end, if you're really having jags where you don't feel important enough. But boy, it can't be dependent on somebody else either, so it's a tricky road.
Yeah, and it's got to be very sincere. It's tough to be nice and complimentary to somebody and have them believe you, especially people that aren't very confident. They don't believe you. They think you're lying to them.
Well, and some people's egos start to inflate to a point to where,
yes,
you know, it becomes, gee whiz, what in the world? Why did I ever think that person was any good?
Yeah, don't give me compliments because I'm that guy.
Yeah, it inflates to a point to where you're like, man, oh man,
Coble can't think of anything but himself.
It becomes a thing because. But then there are some people who are genuinely nice. Now I believe in complimenting good acts.
Good acts.
Yeah, like if somebody does something good, I think mentioning it is important, even though they didn't do it for that reason.
Yeah, but you don't ever give their name, so doesn't give
because them. I think that's why they did it, was to be anonymous.
Yeah, that's true. And the ones that do it to be anonymous are the ones I trust and like better. But sometimes I'll give a name to a person like Reverend Kiger. I've said on the air how much I care for him because I thought he was so honest and such a good minister. And I don't think that hurt him any that I said that.
No, but you know what? I think also sometimes you mention people and people have no idea who they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that becomes a thing, because then you've got to explain who they are
then
and what they're doing.
Name dropping is not necessarily.
Yeah, who needs that
creature? Yeah.
No. So there's that part of it, and I also think though that I don't know. I think some people change over time, and sometimes it's a change for the good.
Mm-hmm.
But it just changes your relationship with them.
Yeah. I do. I have a problem of name dropping. I don't like that. I mention a lot of I've known a lot of very famous people, and I try not to name drop. But sometimes I just have to, you know.
Well, to me, the name dropping comes in for two reasons. Number one, something's being said about, like, if you say, "Well, I saw that movie," I'll say, "Oh, I interviewed that person."
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's a little deeper. And then also, if there's been a really good morning on the air here, and we had a really good guest, I mm-hmm. like to point that out, because I think sometimes people aren't good guests.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, Sam Donaldson was on, and he was a good guest. I think that's good.
I noticed you never mentioned that my name on the after.
There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that one.
I knew that.
Well, and I just think in general, there's certain, you know, you either have chemistry with the person on the air or mm-hmm. you don't.
Yeah.
And it's palpable when you don't, and it's palpable when you do.
I'd like to hear from our audience sometime. Maybe we ought to do a show on this, whether they think you and I like each other or we just get along. I think that'd be an interesting question.
I like everybody.
I know you do, and I do too, so probably we're giving it away there. But I have had only one person ask me, "Do you really like Scott?"
Really?
Yeah.
Well, do tell the story.
Well, the person asked me that, and it's one of the people that I knew from my previous life here in Marion, who didn't like you
when you were
on the other station.
Right.
And I told that person I had gotten so I really like you. And he mumbled.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, you know.
And I disregarded him. I don't like him anymore, by the way.
Oh. I wish I knew who this was.
I can't tell you. Well, you do know who it is.
Do I?
Yeah.
I like to know the people who don't like me. I keep a little list off to the side.
You got a little list with check marks on how many times you don't like.
How many times I don't like somebody. But it's, you know, that's never been a thing for me. You know, people don't like you. Well, okay.
Yeah, I would imagine that's true just listening to you talk about women.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know why that is such a heated thing. I don't know why it's okay. Why it's not okay just to be done with people.
Yeah, well, I know. We've talked about that many times.
But you know what? Some people become such a presence that is not any longer positive.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think they cut their own throat. Because, you know, there are certain people who if I go back some years, there are certain people who I think I have done really nice things for. Now, I would never bring up what those things are, but I think they were really nice things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think I would still do those things for certain people. But some people become so difficult to be around at some points that you think, well, why? Why? Why would I do this? What is the point?
One thing I do like about you is I know not very many people that you don't like, but I know it's not that you don't like them. You're done with them.
That's true.
I know not very many, but a couple of people that you're done with. And you never say bad things about them.
I don't, and that's true.
I like that.
I really work. Well, you know why it is? Because I really don't dislike them. I'm just indifferent.
Yep.
I'm indifferent to them. There becomes a point in life where I think, okay, well,
you're done.
Yeah, they're going to do what they're going to do, and that's fine for them, and good luck to them.
Well, I hope I never get on that situation with you, but, you know, if I do, I do.
Well, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do. I mean, you've really got to work at it, I guess. But some people, I think, just never get it right. And I'm not saying about me. I think they never get it right in life. They're either one way or the other too far. And it's hard to either watch somebody self-destruct, or it's hard to watch somebody overcompensate.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of that going on in this world, overcompensation.
And there is a lot of people, are a lot of people, who get it right.
Yeah. I was just, I was looking at my calendar. We're going to have James Anderson on.
Tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow, because he's on the last Thursday.
So what's on tomorrow?
So tomorrow, I don't know. I've got it in my bag, but I don't remember what I've prepared for tomorrow, so I'm going to pass on that. But I'm saying this right now just in case James is listening. Hey, James, don't forget, a week from tomorrow. I really enjoy listening to him. He had a thing on Facebook yesterday, I think it was. I wish I was smart like he is when I was his age. He's a young man, and he is a very, very intelligent young man, especially about nature.
You know what? I became indifferent with somebody this week. I was just thinking about it. I did. But not on, you know, it was
wasn't me, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they know. They know. And it's one of those things where I went to them and I said, you know, nothing against you. It's just I don't think we should hang around anymore because it's not as fun as it once was. It's just there's something wrong here. There's something going on where this is not fun. I don't look forward to seeing you, and I'd like to leave on a higher note.
Well, that's good that you added that at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, I would never say that. I just wouldn't go see him.
No, I told him, and I think it was okay. I don't think it was okay with them, but
that's why I wouldn't tell him.
Well, you're different than me.
I've often, you know, I was reading an article about lying, and most people lie about 2.5 times a day, I guess it is, and most of it is, why did he say, to save feelings. I can't remember what the other one is. But anyway, there are a couple reasons why you lie. Some people are compulsive and lie all the time, and then most people don't lie all the time as they get older.
To their detriment.
Well,
in some cases, it's to their detriment.
Yeah, I guess. I that's one of the things I've tried not to do as I've gotten older, because I did lie when I was a kid. I'd lie to get out of anything. my mother would think I was doing wrong. But I never lied about anything that hurt anybody, so I appreciate that.
Well, here's a little, because it sounds a little negative today, so I want to end on this note.
Yes, let's get
positive. Come out of the thing. You know, I do think, I was thinking about this the other day. I think right now, this is a very happy time in life. I think I've always been happy.
Oh, you mean at your age?
No. Well, no, just in general. I think I've been happy in life.
The coronavirus and all this crap is making you happy?
Yeah, because, well, it doesn't hurt me.
Okay.
Right now, I mean, I don't sit at home thinking about that at night.
Okay, obviously.
But I think it's just for me and my own life. It's happy.
Good.
Yeah.
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 Should be.
I think
you're very
think,
successful right now.
Of course.
Yeah. You've got me on your show.
That's exactly right. Who could ask for anything more? But it's one of those. No, it's just, you know what? I feel like the people around me are good. I feel like I enjoy the people for the most part in my life. And I also feel like I could cut anyone out and not skip a beat.
Yeah. And you have an alternate ego that you can go to away from the radio station and be a little bit different. That gives you opportunities, I think. I think it's spice. That type of spice in life is good for people. Having two identities.
Well, I think so. And I think you also... there's always somebody you can go to. If one thing, if this over here becomes problematic, you can always go to the other thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I wrote a tweet, and I'm trying to pull it up. I'll never get it up in time, where I apologized to my African-American male friends and said, I would like to put my arms around you and tell you how much you love you, how much I love you at this time. And I after I tweeted it, I thought, boy, I hope they don't take that the wrong way. I really just have felt horrible about the death of so many African American males at the hands of our police officers. And I'm not going to call them police officers anymore; the cops.
Well, You know, I think, and what's coming up next?
We're going to talk about the progressive era, which was quite interesting.
12 to 1, and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5 today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon coming up today from 6 to 7 p.m. Hope you've enjoyed this program, and I'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:10 a.m., so tune in then. Glenn Coble coming up right after this program.
Buenas
Stay days. Tuned.
Your WGH Radio 7.1 FM LP Marion.